Why do women with identical credentials as men earn less, get promoted slower, and have their ideas dismissed in meetings, only to watch those same ideas praised when a male colleague repeats them minutes later? We've spent decades blaming sexism, demanding policy changes, and teaching women to lean in. Yet the gender pay gap persists, projected to last another 169 years. What if we've been solving the wrong problem? The real obstacle isn't just discrimination, it's status. Status determines who gets heard, respected, and rewarded. Without it, even the most qualified woman remains invisible. Here's the frustrating truth. Competence alone won't earn you status. You can work twice as hard, deliver better results, and still watch less qualified people advance past you. That's because humans judge each other along two dimensions: warmth, how much we care about others, and assertiveness, how capable we appear. Together, these create four possible reputations: hostile strength, competent but cold, hostile weakness, neither liked nor respected, friendly weakness, nice but ineffective, and friendly strength, the likable badass territory everyone instinctively wants to occupy. Women face a cruel bind: act assertive and risk being labeled aggressive, prioritize warmth and get dismissed as weak. This explains why female professors' teaching evaluations decline with age while men's improve, and why gaining power without status subjects women to harsher treatment. The solution isn't choosing between being liked or respected, it's strategically projecting both qualities simultaneously to build the status that makes everything else possible. This isn't about changing who you are, it's about ensuring others finally see your true value. 5 limiting beliefs sabotage women's advancement. First, imposter syndrome, that fear you're a fraud about to be exposed. Even Maya Angelou and Justice Sotomayor experienced it. The twist? Occasionally feeling like an imposter proves you're not one. True frauds never question their competence. Second, rejecting status-seeking as manipulation misses the point. Managing status ensures your contributions receive proper value. Third, I don't care what others think ignores reality. Your status exists entirely in others' minds. Fourth, thinking you're one of the guys creates dangerous blind spots. Even if you don't focus on gender, others will. Finally, claiming you lack time reveals misplaced priorities. Status management directly serves your interests, making everything else easier. It doesn't require extra time, just doing what you already do slightly differently. Your status is earned to be used for yourself and others. Don't wait until you feel like an expert. You're already a level 5 expert in something. Self-promotion feels uncomfortable for most women, yet it's essential for building status. If you don't tell your story, no one else will. Megana watched her peer Walt advance rapidly by sharing accomplishments through internal messages and meetings. When she adopted similar strategies, sending weekly updates and hosting showcases, she received the highest performance rating and a promotion. Her revelation? Doing 90% of the work with self-promotion beats doing 150% without it. Women sabotage themselves by hiding successes. Over 80% of adults conceal achievements, thinking it protects their warmth. It backfires. When people discover your success from others, they feel insulted. Humble bragging makes you seem insincere and less likable than straightforward bragging. Rejecting compliments is like returning a gift unopened. It threatens both warmth, seeming ungrateful, and assertiveness. People believe your self-criticism. Start with automated self-promotion through strategic out-of-office replies. Combine self-promotion with genuine praise for others. Outsource your bio writing and prepare responses to "how are you" that showcase your value rather than defaulting to "fine" or "busy". Your reputation spreads fastest when others champion you. Other promoters, people describing you as a likable badass in your absence, are invaluable because they're more credible, no warmth penalty, and more efficient, reaching people you can't. Building this army requires 3 steps: visibility, reputation, and advocacy. Expand visibility through mere exposure, the psychological principle showing we like things more with repeated contact. The Eiffel Tower went from useless and monstrous to beloved through constant visibility. Use your full name when introducing yourself, add photos to email signatures, liberally CC people, include your name in document file names, and leverage social media strategically. Transform acquaintances into other promoters through small deposits, low-effort actions creating reciprocity. Research shows a survey with $1 enclosed achieved a 40.7% response rate versus 20.7% with no incentive and 23.3% with a promised $50. Small gestures outperform grand promises. Motivate promotion by promoting others first, especially women and people of color, and asking those who think highly of you to speak well of you. The email introduction is particularly powerful. End conversations by offering to introduce new contacts to two people in your network who could benefit them. Women often fear self-advocacy damages likability, but research reveals assertiveness isn't penalized, lack of warmth is. When you display assertive body language, others naturally become more submissive. The key is pairing assertiveness with warmth. While assertiveness triggers submission, warmth gets mimicked. Your confidence earns deference, while your warmth invites friendliness. Start requests early, giving others adjustment time. Meet face-to-face to convey warmth through nonverbal cues. Use strategic small talk before advocating. Move first in negotiations. First movers secure better deals. Present three solutions simultaneously to appear trustworthy and flexible. Always answer "what's in it for them" by highlighting benefits. Deploy an agent when you're not the best messenger. Finally, collect no's. Intentionally seek rejection until 10 people refuse 10 requests, calibrating where boundaries actually lie. Don't hoard your status. Many women save it for needs that never come. Work backward from your desired future to decide when to spend it. Two exercises help. Imagine your retirement party speeches to identify your top three contributions and use the rocking chair test to guide choices. Embrace fractional mentorship. Seek multiple mentors for different guidance rather than one perfect person. Anyone who knows more than you qualifies. Mentoring others builds your likable badass reputation as effectively as being mentored because offering advice demonstrates assertive warmth, positioning you as an expert who helps others. Don't wait to feel like an expert. You already are one in something. While publicly putting yourself down risks people believing your self-criticism, mentoring relationships are appropriate places to share struggles, showing that success includes setbacks. The goal: be as assertive and warm as possible, as often as possible, to as many people possible. When practicing new skills, you'll likely feel worse before feeling better. That's the Dunning-Kruger effect in action. As you become more conscious about projecting assertive warmth, you'll notice more opportunities for improvement. This heightened awareness isn't failure, it's evidence of growing expertise. Focus on one or two changes at a time rather than trying to correct everything simultaneously. Think of these strategies as a buffet. Sample what appeals, master those techniques, then return for more when ready. When feeling overwhelmed, return to basics. Take a breath, ground yourself, and ask, "What is one thing I can do in this moment to project assertive warmth?" Maybe it's maintaining steady eye contact, speaking with conviction, or showing genuine interest in others' perspectives. Small improvements compound over time, gradually transforming how others perceive and respond to you. In a world that still undervalues women's contributions, becoming a likable badass isn't just a career strategy. It's an act of revolution. You're not changing who you are. You're finally ensuring the world sees who you've always been.